Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
All right, it's time. We've been reading your blogs, and in the course of this week, we found two that we'd like to recommend for everybody else to read as well. There's a lot of stuff being written out there on the blogosphere. It's easy to let something slip through the cracks. That's why we do Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff picks his, I pick mine. If you'd like us to read your blog, then all you need is the Issues Etc. widget, and you can get it at our website, issuesetc.org, under the support page. Near the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. Put it at your blog. It's very simple to do. Then email us. Let us know that it's there with a little link to your blog. That always helps. talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, and maybe it will get picked for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
My pick is The Shepherd's Study by Pastor Jeremiah Gum. It's a blog post titled Calm Words in a Storm of Fear. Since the recent passage of the health care reform bill, I and plenty of others have noticed a shockwave of sorts of fear spreading among many of us who call ourselves Christian. Wouldn't you say as you look around you? I've also noticed the calming voice of shepherds calling their worrying flocks back to what's really important. Let me share with you the calm words that a dear classmate of mine shared on Facebook recently. During these days, listen to Psalm 146, verses 1 through 6. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the Lord who remains faithful forever. What's really important in all this? Is it really Nancy Pelosi, talking heads, and executive orders? Or is it the cross of Christ and the message of Christ crucified? The United States House of Representatives just passed a health care reform bill that I and lots of other Christians opposed. Such legislation should concern us. There are some bad consequences for the weakest and most vulnerable among us, principally unborn children. But should it also concern us that many of us are talking today about how afraid we are? Is it a problem that some of us who are tranquil as still water about biblical doctrine and ecclesial mission are red-faced about Nancy Pelosi and the talking heads on MSNBC? Is it a problem that some who haven't shared the gospel with their neighbors in months or years are motivated to vent to strangers on the street about how scary national health care will be? It's not that I think Christians should be disengaged from the issues of justice, God forbid. It's just I wonder if we wouldn't represent Christ and his kingdom better if we did it with a certain tranquility of spirit. A tranquility that signals we're not afraid of the rise and fall of temporal kingdoms and their policies. How interesting that this year, right before we follow the Savior once again through the most blessed week of the entire year, Satan throws us another distraction, not with some wild claiming explaining away Christ's resurrection, but with something a little more believable and even more distracting. Dear reader, amidst the storms of fear in these days leading up to Holy Week, let's not lose sight of what's really important. My pick for blog of the week, The Shepherd's Study by Pastor Jeremiah Gum.
My pick comes from, I think this is a brand new blog, at least I just found out about it today when its author emailed me, let us know that the widget was there. The blog is called Christ Still Reigns, R-A-I-N-S, very clever, and the post is called The Mathematics of Sin. Its author, I like the way he calls himself, the mostly Reverend Theodore Cook Sr. It's a long post, but I'll just read a portion of it. He talks about the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, entering our equation. And then he says near the end of the post, our sin, all our sin, is subtracted by Jesus. We are not left with a zero either. All his life, the wholeness of his life, every good work, every good thought, his very perfect person is added to us. In God's accounting ledger, we are complete. This is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit continues in us through word and sacrament all our days in this life until we are carried by Christ into the grave and out again into the life in heaven where there is freedom to do without there is being any sin ever. My pick for Blog of the Week, called Christ Still Reigns. We'll post a link to both of our picks at our website, issuesetc.org. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc. on this Friday afternoon, March the 26th.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.